just kick this thing in gear. Wednesday is always the hardest because you're halfway there, but you're not over the hump just yet. We're going to get you over the hump. We'll be here until 8 p.m. Helping us get over the hump, Mon Nickel. What's up with you, Dizzy?
What's up, man? The show's been pretty residually, would you say the word was?
Residually.
It's been pretty residually since I've been gone, so I'm glad to be back, man.
I love residually.
I got a funny story to tell you.
Can I bring what's-his-face in?
Ask me how I'm sticking.
How you sticking, Dizzy?
I'm sticking trying to figure out how I was mistaken for someone else. So catch the story real quick.
I'll go.
JoJo told me this story funny that when Everly and them were all out eating, Everly called JR Gareth, right? And I was like,
You told me this. That sucks, whatever.
So I thought that was funny.
It's kind of sad, but whatever.
So I mean,
a daughter calling somebody else her dad kind of sad.
Yeah. So I was like kind of making jokes.
But I'm glad you could find the humor in that.
Yeah, I would go to her and be like, when's our family photo and stuff and all this type of jokes, right? So today, and she's been pretty good with me. Today, I'm in the thing and I'm like, hey, Everly, what's up? She goes, hey, what did she call me? Who did she call me?
Please tell me she didn't call you JR.
So you think JR. Who do you think she called?
No, I said please tell me she didn't.
Okay.
Spanish.
I
said I don't think she called you that. She called you me, Mo.
No. She goes, hey, EJ. I go, EJ?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Wait a minute.
That makes me feel better about her calling you JR. Yeah. Clearly, JoJo is raising a racist baby.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's be honest. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm to tell you how it is. JoJo is raising a racist baby.
I said, okay, Everly, we all look alike. All right,
isn't that the message to be gleaned from this?
I was like, damn JoJo.
Now, good God.
Not only did she say that, later I saw her in Mike's office before I left. I go, all right, I'm going to go. I go, you remember my name now? She goes, yeah. What is it again? I go, Gareth. She's like, all right, Gareth.
Yeah.
And as I leave, she's in Mike Oliveira's office. She goes, I like EJ.
Ah, wow.
Really turned on me.
Dang. Come on, JoJo.
Not EJ.
Really? Come on. Where you going to take Everly on Juneteenth? Cracker Barrel? Come on. Stop raising a racist baby. Be better, JoJo. Be better raising racist kids.
She's going to see you. Hey, soul brother.
Yeah, right? Now, she done been over to my house numerous times. She better not call me by the wrong. She better not call me Spike. Hey, Spike. What's up?
You going to throw out?
I'm going to throw some hands. I'm going to lay some hands on the first, Spike. That's what I'm going to do. Come on, JoJo, be better.
Be better, JoJo.
Really.
2024.
Maybe if JoJo would call. Was JoJo calling you around the house?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. JoJo rarely uses my name. I think she forget who I am, too.
Yeah. So she got it. So Everly got it honestly, huh?
Yeah.
Could have been worse. She could have called me like Toby or something.
That's
like,
what? It. No, that would have been better.
You think
racist JoJo letting Everly watch Roots?
Yeah.
She got that kid watching Cheers. Yeah. You're lucky she didn't call you Norm. Hey, Norm! Yeah. Well, Be better, JoJo. Raising racist babies. Spike, how you sticking?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I forgot how you sticking because I was listening to Dizzy's. So I seriously forgot it.
That might be the best how you sticking ever, Diz. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
It was a good one, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it for next time, Spike.
Dizzy, you know I'm a fan of the after show, right? You know I'm a fan of the after show.
Yeah, tee it up.
When you stole Ethan from the Cat Named Mo Rock show.
I think he wanted more.
Stole him over.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. We all talk about shows that we see, series, specials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why is it that you and Ethan have to go through every minutia, every detail? I want to watch.
Because I got an hour to fill, Mo.
It's an hour. It's three breaks. I want to watch. It's
Beauty.
The Beauty Killer.
Beauty Pageant Killer, I think.
It's a Beauty Queen Killer.
Maybe, it might be that.
Beauty on Hulu.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I was unaware of until I saw you post about how Ethan turned you on to it. And yeah, I'm like, three episodes. I need to watch
that.
Oh,
man, I should have finished it.
You started it?
I saw one and two.
Okay,
The Beauty Queen Killer.
Yes, on Hulu.
9 Days of Terror.
So I'm listening to the after show that you host, as I am wont to, even though I do not like the fact that you have usurped Ethan from me, though he still does the rock show. I don't know about all that.
They didn't even know his name when he used to do his tweet. I made him.
Really?
But then you guys start going into the beauty queen killer, and then you just give every plot point away. Dizzy,
this is something that happened in the '80s. You were 30 years old then. I know you know the story.
Come on,
and even if you don't, it wasn't that crazy. Now here's the thing:
you can't give every you guys.
Here's the thing:
you gave
now
the credits
tell
the
man
away.
How to do his show.
You gave the credits away.
Mo thinks that I forget stuff. Like I'm an idiot. Mo's the biggest hypocrite. Because Mo came on this very show and talked about the Jared Fogle documentary he saw and gave away everything.
We had a whole conversation about him getting rebuttal, watching him spin this.
The girl setting him up.
Everybody knew the Jared Fogle story.
Yeah, move the goalpost.
No, I can't say that. Everybody knew that.
How convenient.
The man was
now
a
pedophile. Everyone knows the story.
The man used 12 inches of sub to lure kids. Into his bedroom.
See, I didn't know that.
Fit all those kids in that big pants.
I literally had to turn the show off because I'm like, I don't want to hear all of this.
Well,
stuff.
Good. Now you know how people feel when they listen to your show.
Then I sent
you watch a show and tell them everything about the show
then
you're
I
watching.
I sent you a text and I called both of you the N word. Yeah. Not even just you. I called Ethan the N word too.
Yeah, and we were both like, is he allowed to say that? I was Ethan, I'll give you a pass, but I don't know about really? Mo.
Who said that, Ethan?
No, I said that. I'll give Ethan a pass, but I don't know about you. I was like, might go holler at him, dog.
Oh, man. So, Spike, you watched 2 episodes and then got disinterested?
No, I don't know why I didn't finish it. I guess I thought that we only going to talk about 1 or 2 of them. And then the time got short on me.
Okay, I haven't seen anything. I know Disney's already seen.
What's all this complaining? You even watched it?
I feel like I've watched
it
because
to wait
I
6 months
I feel
you
like I'm
watching.
Hey, Disney, how about a week?
Make that
how about a
show
week?
For you?
The damn thing just came out a week. You like
Disney.
You
I didn't
like,
know how long it was going
to
take.
Disney, we talked about it yesterday. To talk about it today.
That's why I went home and watched it. Okay, but I'm fine.
I got tomorrow. A baby.
I watch it. I got a baby, Spike. I watch it tomorrow.
Well, I could have did that.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your... You loved it, Dizzy, right?
I didn't say I loved it. I loved the... It was a good documentary. I'm not saying it's not. I love the fact of how, like, kind of stupid... People were like, I loved making fun of it.
Right.
Makes sense.
Well,
you know
and I
mean?
Said this
like,
when
I can't believe she was so. What I said
well,
on the
when I was when I was when I but when, I,
listen.
When I was when I was busting your balls lightly last night, I did say one of the smartest.
Okay, first
one,
of all, of the, hold on, time out. He was not busting my balls lightly last night. That's a weird sentence to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, he was fully gargling.
To be like, yeah, let's go on with that sentence.
One of the things that I pointed out, you said that was 100% accurate was. And I lived through the 80s. That was my come up phase.
Yeah. Good 40s.
Cycle,
for you, right?
Serial killers.
Yeah.
It was a playing ground.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
Serial killers never had it more easy than they had it in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
They would just draw. I mean, and you know, obviously it was prior in pre-internet and also pre-enlightenment and
no,
pre
just technology.
Of
you would never enlightened.
Well, no,
it was pre-enlightenment.
Some,
it was pre-enlightenment. Yeah.
Ethan even made a point. This is a great point that back then they used to, for the missing peoples, 48 hours till they even go make it a case. You lose so much stretch time in that. They took that away
and
now.
And also.
So
they still do 24 hours anymore?
He said 48, but I think they got rid of that from that.
And also, I mean, that was before we realized what the. Well, people, before we acknowledged what the Catholic Church was doing, what the Boy Scouts was doing, whatever. It was pre-enlightenment. There was a lot of dark ish going around that a lot of people knew about, but that nobody was willing to admit until in the
Puff
90s.
Daddy
and
stuff. Yeah,
Puff Daddy coming on. You know. But so it was extremely easy to be a serial killer in the 80s, more so than I think probably any other decade.
And also cops were
the
like...
The 70s probably was pretty good, too.
Yeah, but the girls weren't shaving. Nobody wanted to snatch
a lot
up.
Of the times, too.
You know, these killers you ain't trying to snatch up Harry Bush.
Yeah. These killers would just go to another state, and the cops would be like, well, that's the end of that chapter.
Yeah,
that's out of my jurisdiction.
Yeah, the cops were... The 80s... The '80s was the cocaine decade, man. Yeah. It was the party decade. Cops were doing the same. It was L.A. and the cops. Yeah. The cops were as dirty as the citizens or the criminals were.
The killers were so confident back in the day. You used to write letters to the cops.
Yeah, they would. They would taunt. Yeah, it was the era of taunting the cops because the science wasn't there. DNA was not there, and that's a big thing. That you talk technology, but you're right about
that was the whole reason it was doing it.
Science with technology. There's a lot of serial killers that were watching news and going through the years going, okay, what's this DNA thing?
Yeah.
Okay, what's this swab thing?
Yeah, DNA.
Okay, what's this 24andMe thing?
Yeah.
They're like, ah, damn, I'm going to get busted.
Also, there was a lot of deadbeat dads doing that.
Yeah, right? Ah, damn, I busted. But so you thought it was good?
Yeah.
Spike?
Yeah, I didn't know it was three series because... But I should have figured it out.
Three episodes.
Whatever the thing called. Three episodes. I should have figured it out because they would always say, this is how many days this girl being captured.
Yeah.
And I know the thing is like 9 days of terror.
Yeah.
So they say on the ninth day.
Then Mike checked out on 6 days and thought it was over. Things called 9 days of terror. Mike's like, wow, that ended abruptly.
He's like, I get it. They're killing people.
At the end of the second series, it said the ninth day. They ended it. And I should have known, well, obviously the third chapter or whatever is going to be the last.
Right.
But anyway, what I thought was interesting was, and as you said, the killer was so freely, but gas must have been cheap back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
99 cent. But that dude, he had a good car because he drove all over the country in 9 days.
He was a race car driver, so you know he had some type of good mechanic.
Was he a race car driver? Thanks for giving away that detail. Part I don't have. Yeah. I care.
It's funny.
People that haven't
watched the show faster.
Hold on a second.
Day three, she
it just
in.
Came out, Dizzy. It just came
this
out.
Since 9 days of terror, day three, she's like, yeah, I get it. I'm going to help him.
You like those people bitching about Caitlin Clark not making the Olympics. She's been in the pros for 2 months, 1 month. Let marry her.
But I was. There was a lot of things going on, but I guess that I would have said, why she didn't do this?
Yeah.
Why she didn't do this? Yeah. There was a lot of things like, God,
I hate that her response was, you weren't there. Yeah, but I'm not an idiot also. human reaction.
But you say you weren't an idiot. You have come up in the age of enlightenment.
No, the
kids in the 80s, it wasn't, dude, it's the 70s, we were driving around in the back with kids with no seat belts. Parents were burning heaters in the station wagon. And I mean, you just didn't know. You know, we used to ride around on the roofs.
Okay, Mo, vehicles. Yeah. Okay, in the 80s, you say when it was? 80s, if I kidnap you and then I stop at a restaurant and I tell you to go to the bathroom, but don't take your no writing material. You're going to go to the bathroom and then look around. I got nothing to write with. Then come back and sit down with the clip with
Spice,
the bad guy.
Smear a note on the wall with my feces.
It was in the 80s.
I'm sorry about the walls.
It's in the 80s.
Survival mode kicks in and the psychopaths and the serial killers, they know how to work on your mind. That was their thing. And they knew how to instill in you a requisite amount of fear that even when you were kind of free, you're like, I don't want to piss this guy off. He's going to let me go. If I just do what he says, he's going to let me go and I'm going to be okay.
I would disagree, especially... Literally, she was sitting down eating like at a diner, and she could have got up at any time and be like, this guy's crazy.
And screamed.
Worst case, he shoots you. Better than whatever else he has.
Nine days you had to go through.
Exactly.
Not in the 80s. All he had to say was, this is my daughter. She's crazy. And they go, take care of her. You want to go in the back?
I would have took that chance. But I guess in the 80s, you got to say, we're not enlightened.
Listen, I agree with you.
But you just said in the 80s it was easy. I agree with you.
But you guys are coming from the
Monday morning quarterback.
No, you're coming from the mental state of a dude.
No.
And it's different. Different with females, man. I'm telling you.
Dumb females.
I'm not calling them dumb.
Mo said you're dumb.
I'm not calling them dumb. Y'all saying they should have done this and they should have done that.
You're saying they're hopeless. Go ahead.
I'm saying
don't you have a female guest coming in?
I'm saying
in the 80s, women were dumb.
I am saying
she was useless. She missed the exit. You said that.
There's a whole syndrome named after it called Stockholm Syndrome. Look it up, kids. where the psychopath, the abductor
yeah.
can make you
in 2 days.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes girls are dumb.
He's so.
Oh, y'all could do anything but be wrong. Anything but be wrong.
Mike, say that one more time.
Wrong?
No. I can do what?
Anything
but
be wrong.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now a bone.